It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, the crank call this week was inspired by a video that Tom shared with me, one of the coolest ones I've seen lately. And that is an exterminator that uses a snake to get rid of mice and rats.
Yeah, he cuts a little hole in the drywall. He puts the snake in, and all of a sudden, rats just start coming out of that hole like crazy, and they have a bucket ready to catch the rats. The rats are like, I'm out of here. There's a snake in the wall.
Yeah, so, you know, we were thinking about this, and Thelma, she's got a mice problem.
Oh.
Or a mouse problem.
Rodent
problem. But an unusual way for her to get rid of her mice or mouse is calling the Department of Public Wrecks and Highway Services. They're the folks that get rid of all the dead animal carcasses on the side of the road.
Really?
Yeah. So she thought, I think it'd be fun just to call and get rid of a mouse that she has in a mouse trap this morning. Here we go. I don't like mice. They scare me.
Good morning, Department of Public Wrecks and Highway Services.
Yes, hello there. My name is Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R. I am the grandmother of 13 lovely grandchildren. Okay. I'm 83 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, the reason I'm calling, I hope I've got the right number, but I need a carcass removed.
You need a what removed?
A carcass removed.
Okay.
Well, I thought I could do it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm such an animal lover. It just breaks my heart to see him laying over there. He's all shriveled up, and his eyes are crossed, and his little tongue's hanging out.
Okay, tell me where it's located.
Well, right now, it's over here under the sink.
Ooh, okay. Can you get it to the curbside?
Oh, I don't think I want to touch it.
No, I want you to touch it, but if... We can't come on the property and get it, so it has to be at the curb.
Well, I don't know. Here's the thing. I caught him in a little trap.
Mm-hmm. What, a little mice?
Yeah, it's a little mouse. Huh. I just wanted to scare him, and now he's dead.
Wow. Well, you want to kill a mouse? You're supposed to kill a mouse. He's eating up stuff around the house.
That's what people were telling me.
Yeah, you want to kill them. Don't feel bad about that. Where are the grandkids?
Well, they're young. They don't live over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what happened is I put the little trap under the sink, and I just wanted to scare him a little bit. And now he's dead. He's gone. Yeah. If he were back, you know what? I wish I could set him a little place for dinner now. I wish I had him back.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't want to messing up the place like that.
What do you want me to do with him?
Just throw the whole trap in the trash can.
Oh, that seems so inhumane.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. It won't be a problem. Just put it outside in the dumpster.
It just seems so inhumane, though, because I tell you why. Because you put it, then the garbage man would come in that truck.
Yeah, and then, they're going to squish it up. That's where it's supposed to go.
Oh, no, don't say that. They would squish him and squeeze him even more.
That's where it's supposed to go.
Oh, no. It just seems so inhumane, though.
They're a little pest. That's the least of the things to worry about. Don't worry about that. That's the least one you want to worry about. Yeah, just put him in a bag and put him in the trash.
I hope you understand how I feel. It's just a little emotional right now.
Don't feel bad over a little mouse, though. That's the wrong thing.
Well...
Don't worry about him.
Well, you make sure. Maybe the garbage men, maybe they would bury him.
Nah.
Well, make sure. Could you do me a favor, though? Could you make sure that the city provides it with a little bitty mouse coffin?
Yeah, we'll provide it.
You'll do that?
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
And maybe, you know what? If you don't mind, would you hire him a little preacher so he could say a few words at the funeral?
Nah, we don't think we're going to do all that, but we'll take care of it. If you put it in the bag and put it outside, we'll take care of it.
Bob, would you be one of the pallbearers?
Nah.
Oh, it needs a pallbearer.
Nah, one person. We'll take care of it though. I want you to take it out of the trap because it's not good for it to be.
Maybe I could come to the cemetery and visit him on Sundays.
Yeah, but I want you to get it out of the house.
Can we name a wing at the hospital after him?
No, I don't think we're going to do that. But tell your husband to take it out of the trap and put it in the Kroger bathroom, okay?
And then
just put it in the dumpster.
If it's not too late, could you put him down as an organ donor?
Oh, no, ma'am.
He would have wanted it that way.
Poor thing. I tell you what we're going to do. I want you to just go ahead and don't worry about it. Just put it in the bag. We'll take care of it. Because he's going to mess up things under the sink, okay?
I hope he's in Little Mousy Heaven.
He's in Little Mousy Heaven. Yeah. Oh, he's going to have a great time.
He probably has little wings and playing the harp.
Oh, yeah,
we're
going to get it taken care of. But look, we're going to have to go ahead and take care of it, put it in the bag, and we'll get it taken care of for you.
Well, you've been very nice.
All right.
And tell those garbage men to be gentle. And I know you said no, but I would love for you to be a pallbearer.
Oh, no, we can't do that. But we'll get it taken care of. It'll be real taken care of.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
All righty. Bye-bye. All
right, bye-bye.
Well, I'm glad we could help out this morning.
Yeah, okay.
He's very nice. That's Crank Call this week.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I've just learned about a new hangover, and I think we have them here at work.
Uh-oh.
They're actually called meeting hangovers.
Okay.
And 90% of people have experienced a meeting hangover.
What exactly is that?
I'm glad you asked. It's a term used to describe the negative effects of a pointless meeting or a meeting that's not run very well.
Oh, I thought you meant like when they say, does anyone have questions? And someone raises their hand, you get to take a shot.
No, but that would be a good idea.
Wow.
And unfortunately, that is one of the effects that causes a meeting hangover.
Mm-hmm.
They said that about 1 out of 3 meetings cause negative effects on employees. They can leave you less focused, less motivated, less productive. And 90% of workers say it happens to them at least occasionally.
Yeah.
Here are some of the things that can cause meeting hangovers. The study found that they usually last about 2 hours, but sometimes they can last the rest of the day or longer.
So at a meeting, your next meeting, just pass out aspirin for everybody.
Yeah, I guess.
You know it's going to be a hangover coming.
And some Gatorade.
There you go.
Well, what causes meeting hangovers? Too much time talking about things that are irrelevant to the discussion. 60% of people. So you get in the meeting, you start talking about the problem that you've got with your company, and then all of a sudden someone goes off on a tangent, and the next thing you know, you guys are talking about that time back whenever someone else used to work there and they ate peanuts in the staff meeting, and you're like, what are we, this is a waste of our time.
Yeah.
You're talking about the guy who sucked off the outside of a peanut?
Okay, that was me.
Well, they were chocolate peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just kept passing them around.
I didn't keep passing them around. Someone came and got them.
Or was it pretzels? Was it the pretzels you sucked the salt off?
Maybe both.
Okay.
All right. Other things that can cause these meeting hangovers, lack of a clear agenda or clear objectives. So someone goes in with a meeting, but they don't really have a clear idea of why they're having the meeting to begin with.
Have you seen the theory that's going around that the people who always hold the meetings are ignored at home, and so this is their way of feeling heard?
Oh, wow.
You know, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I still don't want to go to a meeting, though.
I'm going
to
have a meeting for all of you today.
Oh, no. That's an intervention. That's different.
All right. Another problem with meetings that causes meeting hangovers is poor time management. In other words, this meeting could have been a lot shorter.
Yes.
It's not organized well. That's kind of annoying. But then also, whenever a meeting has no useful outcomes. You talked a lot, but there was never any decision made and no real objectives were solved.
I hate those pop quiz meetings or the pop meetings. It's like that you go, you come to work, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, we got a meeting after work. And they organize it the day of, and you've not planned for it.
A meeting after work?
Yeah. It's like we got this pop meeting coming up today. It's like a pop quiz.
But I don't mind that as much when they say, and we're having it catered in.
Okay, that's okay.
I mean, yeah, because I'm like, well, I don't have lunch anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, I had a friend that said that her company will have a meetings, but they'll send an email exactly what they're going to talk about in the meeting, and the meeting is everything that was in the email.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, why have the meeting when you just explained everything in an email?
That's the classic, this could have been an email meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
It was, in this case, it was an email meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They said also unequal participation. Whenever a few people talk and talk a lot, and no one else has anything to say. And they said also meetings where there's no real participation. Everyone just sits and listens, and then they're like, any questions? And no one says anything at all, and then it's over.
That's a perfect meeting.
Yeah.
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 It really is.
Yeah. Well, they say that bosses can prevent meeting hangovers by listening more and helping the conversation along. That's assuming you have a good boss. And the top ways to recover from a work meeting?
Alcohol.
Says take a short break after it ends, go for a quick walk, talk things out with a coworker, and then drinking.
Okay.
I added that one because Kato suggested it and it sounded good to me.
That part is fun afterwards. You're like, you want to go get margaritas, and then you gossip about what happened in the meeting.
That's true.
That's fun.
Next time I'm going to say, I need to just take a walk, and I'm going to walk to my car and get in and go home.
And then you guys are going to have real hangovers. But there you go. There is such a thing now as a meeting hangover.
Can we use that to skip work the next day?
I think it could be a sick day.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we've been talking about dentists today because it is National Dentist Day. And I try to Google funny stories or scary stories about dentists. And I've got one that really surprised me, and I'll share that one at the end.
Well, I've got one for you, too.
No, don't do that one. Do not.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You don't listen when we're talking, but
okay.
I've got one to share.
So the main stories out there are people are so scared of root canals.
Do you know why root canals hurt so bad?
I've never had a root canal.
It's your wallet that it hurts
bad. Okay, so you've had a root canal.
I've had several.
Oh, wow.
They numb you up, and it's kind of gross, but it's really not that painful. It's just, God, they're expensive.
Okay, so you said it wasn't that painful.
I didn't find it painful because they numb you up.
Okay, so 59% of the people say they're afraid of getting a root canal.
I mean, is this like something we could hire a stump grinder for?
Well, you want to keep the tree.
Yeah.
A root canal, they go in and they take the nerve out of your roots and fill it back in so that they can put a crown on it.
I've never had one. I did not know how that worked.
Yeah.
So you're basically saving the roots and putting a fake tree on top.
Well, then I didn't say that.
57% of people say they had rather spend 1 hour in a room with 10 spiders than get a root canal.
Okay, I would agree with that. I mean, I'd rather spend 1 hour in a room with 10 spiders than get my teeth cleaned.
Boy, when they're poking you with that little sharp thing.
It's not horrible, but I mean, as long as the spiders don't touch me, I'm okay.
See, I have questions. How big is the room? How big are the spiders?
Right.
Are they poisonous?
Am I wearing steel-toed boots?
Will I turn into Spider-Man if I get bit?
There you go. I do like the teeth cleaning when they do just the brushing part. You know, I like that little thing goes.
Zzzz.
But then when he comes back in and he starts poking around with that, you know, hook, that pirate's hook there.
I just don't like how they try to convince you that it's your gums. I'm like, you're going at my gum with a sharp
pick.
Hook.
Yeah.
I think it's probably both of us.
Don't blame it on my gums bleeding, okay?
Yeah,
you're stabbing me over and over.
They don't teach them like any kind of empathy either. Because they literally are poking you with a sharp metal stick and you're going, excuse me, but could you do that more gently?
Right. Uh-huh. Imagine getting mugged and they stab you and then they're like, oh no, that's your body that's messed up.
Right.
All right. 53% of people would rather have a snake in their lap for 15 minutes than a root canal.
I mean, we owned a snake. We finally got rid of our snake, but that wouldn't faze me at all.
But you're not scared of snakes. Some folks are scared of spiders.
What was that one? Sorry, I dozed off.
A snake in your lap.
Snake in your lap.
For 15 minutes.
Well, yeah. I've held
assuming
snakes,
it's not, you know, a cobra.
Snake, a corn snake. Maybe.
Right, that's why we had a little rat or corn snake. I forgot what it was.
41% of people would rather go swimming with sharks than get a root canal.
No.
Do I get to choose the sharks?
That's true. There are sharks that are safe.
Yeah, like nurse sharks. I could do that.
But honestly, you got to swim. You got to exercise.
I'll take baby shark.
Baby shark.
Why?
And then 54% would rather sing the national anthem at a sports game than get a root canal.
Absolutely. I would have fun with that.
In front of all your friends, let's say it's televised across the nation.
Think of the stuff we've done on this show. Well, we couldn't possibly care.
But I know you don't care, Tom. You go shirtless most of the time when it gets hot in here.
Well, I can't speak for other people. Speaking for me.
I'd be embarrassed about that, but you're not. So you would not be embarrassed if you sang the national anthem, but some people would be horrified.
Hey, a lot of people would be embarrassed if they had a coworker like I do, but I'm not.
I would sing the national anthem, and then I'd say, got a little encore here. Summer loving, have you a blast.
Okay, so root canals. Talk with Tom about that. I've never had one. If you are scared of having a root canal. Funniest dentist story that I saw out there, it happened in England. There was a dentist who lost his license because he constantly passed gas while working on patients.
How do you lose your license for that?
And guess he giggled about it as well.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Now, if he wants to gas me up before he gasses the room.
The Novocaine?
Yeah, no. I'll take that. Huh?
The gas. The laughing gas.
Yeah.
It was laughing gas for him.
Novocaine's not a gas.
Oh, okay.
Novocaine's
yeah.
a shot.
That's the shot. But yeah, if he wanted to gas me up, or I wouldn't know he was gassing me up.
Okay.
But mind him gassing.
He was gassing you up, but they put that mask on you for that stuff, right?
Yeah, I told my dentist I wanted to come by there like at 6 o'clock on a Friday and get gassed up.
Yeah, they will not do that.
But that noise would be so distracting. He's sitting there passing gas on you right there, head level.
Huh.
I'm like, honestly.
Yeah. I'm going to have you beat with my story.
Yeah. I'll be honest.
I heard this story Tom told.
I think I'd rather have that noise than the drill going, yee.
His might have sounded like that.
That's why he was giggling.
You still smelled smoke.
Well, my story is interesting. It's from someone who went to the dentist to get their teeth cleaned, and they said, looking up at his nose, I saw runny snot dripping onto his upper lip.
Ooh.
I tried to slowly move away, but he told me stop, and when he said stop, the movement of his lips caused the snot to fall right into my mouth.
He needs a mask on. Most of the dentists have masks now. Yeah.
I don't know if they all do or not, but that's I don't know if there's a lot worse you could imagine at a dentist office.
I always trim my nose hairs when I go to the dentist because the hygienist is sitting there looking up your nose the whole time, and don't you check for things?
I'm so busy flossing for the first time in the last 6 months. I don't think about hair.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, it turns out that I may have given my son some bad advice the other night.
Uh-oh.
He was asking if there was anything he needed to check on an expiration date on something that was in the freezer. And I'm like, stuff in the freezer can last almost forever once it's frozen. And I said, you can freeze almost everything. Well, it turns out there are some foods you should never store in the freezer.
And I disagree with things lasting forever.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because if you ever went back to somebody's house and you said, oh, they got a bag of fries, and it'd be nothing but a bag of ice.
No.
Because you can't see the fries.
Well, they're still in there. You just got to get rid of the frost first.
And they're not good.
Okay. So anyway, on to the things you should never store in the freezer in honor of National Frozen Food Day, which I did not know, Hawk.
I didn't either.
You let me down there.
Oh, sorry, I let that one slide. Sorry.
Kato said it's National Oreo Day, too.
Yeah, which would have been perfect with the Dentist Day.
Yeah, National Dentist Day. I was focusing on them.
Okay, that makes sense if you were focused on that.
Because they are poking me with sharp things. I want to be nice to them.
Okay. Well, it turns out 41 years ago today, President Reagan declared March 6th National Frozen Food Day, which was probably not among the most monumental or momentous things he did as president, but he did it.
We should have a day off.
Now, that would have made it a better day. And Americans observe it with appropriate ceremonies and activities, which means I just cooked a frozen meal. So that was my ceremony.
There you go.
But it turns out not everything does store well inside the freezer. And here are some of those things you should never put in the freezer because they don't keep well.
Let's go.
For example, milk. Milk separates when it's thawed after it's been frozen.
Okay, yeah.
I did not know that.
Which you'd think with ice cream, how does that work? But
well, it's already been clumped up and balled up, and it doesn't have a way to separate.
Balled up.
Well, why don't you take it out in that little round scoop thing?
That is kind of interesting. You don't think about it like that.
All right.
It's mixed with other ingredients,
I know,
too.
But still.
Well,
rocky road, I don't want it falling apart.
It's very different. Cooked pasta gets gummy and mushy once it's been frozen.
Who saves cooked pasta? I'm like...
I do all the time in the fridge.
Do you really?
Oh, heck yeah. It reheats better than just about anything.
Really?
Sometimes, like spaghetti, you can save it the next day and make baked spaghetti.
I'm like, but it only costs like a penny for about, a handful of noodles. Just put some fresh noodles in there and save the sauce on the side.
Like, that's a whole lot of work compared to just putting the sauce and the stuff in the microwave for 30
noodles.
Seconds.
Noodles?
Boiling water takes time. Microwaving doesn't.
He can't argue with it.
Yeah, it takes me 5 minutes for water to boil. Okay.
We'll boil it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I made it wrong.
I have to boil it for my ramen noodles because I make it fresh each time.
Yeah, I save it differently. There you go.
All right. Things you should not store in the freezer. Raw potatoes. Cooked potatoes freeze well, but raw ones do not.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I never thought you needed to freeze potatoes. I just thought you let them grow in your pantry until they grew new ones.
Yeah. You reach in there for something and it's reaching back at you.
You're like, oh, that one's growing, and I'll just wait till it has a new one on the end.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
All right, you should not put eggs in the shell. The inside expands and cracks the shell. If you need to freeze eggs, whisk them first. So you can whisk them and freeze them, but don't freeze them in the shell.
Raw eggs.
Raw eggs. Yeah, I wouldn't think you could whisk like scrambled eggs. But you might could whisk fried eggs if you could sunny side up.
The only scrambled eggs I have in my freezer would be the Jimmy Dean little sausage and eggs biscuits.
I've got Jimmy Dean biscuits.
That's about
the croissants.
Yeah.
And that's actually amazing that scrambled eggs do well in the freezer.
Yeah.
They actually reheat real well unless you prefer to boil new water for them.
I don't boil water with my eggs, but I do prefer to fry them or scramble them fresh.
All right.
Yep.
Another thing you shouldn't put in the freezer, and I think we all know this because they try to do it with our frozen foods, but fried crispy things, they end up soggy and gross.
Unless you reheat them in the air fryer.
Okay.
That helps.
That might help some, you're right.
But that's French fries, right? That would be what French fries are, and those are frozen all the time. Those Orida.
Yeah, but they don't come out good unless you either air fry or fry them. They just come out kind of mushy otherwise.
I don't know. Baking does pretty well.
Well, baking if you got like a hot baking oven.
I boil mine.
Mine usually is hot once I put it on a 400
degrees. All right, let me scratch that one off the list. I don't know why they wrote that down, those idiots.
Well, maybe they're talking about KFC, when you're buying it at KFC to refreeze that.
Oh, yeah.
Not what you buy in a store.
Well, it just said fried foods.
Well, there's so much preservatives in the ones in the store, it's...
Okay. Soft cheeses, things like cream cheese and ricotta separate just like milk. Same goes for yogurt. You shouldn't freeze yogurt. Did not know that. Hmm. Never tried it, but I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Pasta salads with mayonnaise. Again, the mayonnaise separates, and I guess the pasta, as we mentioned, would get mushy.
Yeah, you know what? I know why I'm not getting this one. I don't have a lot of things in my freezer. I have ice cream in my freezer and some of those little ice pack things that you put in a lunch, and that's about it.
I have three things.
I do have the Sister Sherbert's yeast rolls in there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Those things are so good.
Now, I do have that.
I can eat a whole little tray of those by myself.
Yeah. Oh,
I love those things.
I can serve those to you if you come over my house.
A couple more things you should not put in the freezer. Fresh herbs. It wrecks the flavor and texture.
Ha, who buys fresh herbs?
That surprises me. I would think the freezer would have kept the herbs fresh longer, but it doesn't. And I could see how it wrecked the texture, but you think the flavor would have remained. But I guess not. I would bet you if you took unfresh herbs, like the spices you put in your cabinet and put them in the freezer, they might keep longer.
But why would you want to do that? I already keep them for 5 years.
Yeah,
I know, right?
That's the last time you looked at the expiration date on your spices.
Well, I just bought new, and I don't buy a lot of spices.
Oh, I had like a steak spice, you know, special steak spice. I bet it was like from 2016, and I didn't have anything else. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to risk it.
Well, that's the beauty of spices. You just bang it on the counter.
And then you powder have to bang.
Just use about 3 times what you would have used. It's gotten stale.
It's almost like those are frozen anyway.
All right. Cucumbers get mushy and slimy because they're mostly water. And oddly enough, coffee beans.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this.
Lots of people do it, but freezing coffee messes with the flavor and it can absorb other flavors in the fridge.
Yes. I keep going back and forth with my in-laws on this because she'll put my coffee in the freezer. That's not where it goes. It goes in the pantry.
Something else you can't freeze, sodas. You ever done that? It's like, you know what? I like that little, you know, like a slushy kind of Coke or a Sprite, and you put it in there and you forget about it and you come back 2 days later.
It's forgetting about it, but I've seen people do it where they do it like 2 or 3 hours in the freezer, and when you get it out, you bang it on the table and it just freezes.
And a lot of people do beer that way too.
You cannot. You wake up the next morning, that beer is just all bent out of shape. I'm like, well, that's a waste. And if it's not bent out of shape, it's flat.
Pretty much anything in a can that's sealed is not a good idea if it's got liquid, because water expands as it freezes. So you're going to explode
really?
Some.
So do I.
That's what they say. In the winter months, you get a little bloaty and expand, don't you?
Look, she's cold right now.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.